Books on Tape presents The 17-Second Miracle by Jason F. Wright. Read by Lincoln Hoppe. Prologue. 1970. Rex Connor fell in love with a body of water. The popular lake was part of Chris Green Park, located in Albemarle County, Virginia, just a few minutes from Charlottesville's northern city limits. By the summer of 1970, the teen was also in love with his new job, employed by the county's Parks and Recreation Department as a lifeguard. But mostly, he loved a girl. The young brunette had thick, long hair that made her easy to spot from his wooden perch overlooking the lake's sandy, man-made beach. Rex spotted her often. They met after his shift on July 4th as Rex played frisbee with friends in a field by the water. The brunette made trips with her mother to and from their station wagon carrying picnic supplies. When she made the first trip alone, Rex accidentally launched the frisbee in her direction. The girl introduced herself, and after a few minutes of awkward small talk, Rex looked her in the eyes and asked permission to give her a nickname. He'd given nearly everyone he knew a nickname. "I guess," she said, gathering and tucking a lock of hair behind her ear. "Sparks." She laughed. "Sparks? Sparks. Because that's what I see all around you." She blushed, just as he knew she would, and that was the beginning of the summer that changed Rex Connor. Rex angled with his boss to work the days she promised she would be coming to the lake, which, given their budding romance,